to the first of many interviews in a series brought to you by the Include Project. Here, we interview staff members, faculty, and students about their experiences with neurodiversity and their roles in the Include Project. I'm happy to introduce that for today's interviewee, we have Caressa Wakeman. Enjoy.
I am a second year PhD student. I am a part of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. I've been at UConn for about 7 or 8 years almost, but it wasn't until I graduated with an associate's degree, my high school diploma, and my bachelor's, and I was in my first year of PhD studies, that I got a diagnosis of ADHD. I always remember feeling like things were just incrementally like super hard for me in comparison to other people. So I remember being in elementary school and middle school, and in terms of reading and writing, it just always took me a lot longer. And I could never focus, you know, being compared, like, why can't you just focus or, you know, get good grades like your cousins? Because I'm an only child. And I just always remember saying, like, I just can't concentrate. College was still difficult, but by then I had done a lot of reading, so it got a little bit easier. So I was diagnosed with ADHD fall 2019. The pandemic started 2020. I was really struggling with my current research project and just grad school in general. I was really floundering, just to be, you know, point blank and honest. Reached a level in undergrad with, you know, accommodations and just insight about myself and, you know, self-advocacy of being able to handle what was on my plate. And I feel like I got to grad school and my plate was like, you know, this big, and all of this stuff was just thrown on it, and it just did not fit on my plate. I felt like a failure because there's this thing with ADHD about really internalizing kind of failure, like it's rejection sensitivity or something, I can't recall. So I was just feeling really, really bad. I felt really terrible. Like, I don't even know, have words, I feel like, just to describe how bad about myself I felt. I didn't know what neurodiversity was. I know it began around, you know, the 1990s, but I heard the first word, for the first time I heard the word neurodiversity when I was given an offer to join this project. So before, I didn't identify as neurodiverse. I just identified as damaged because that's what society told me. They told me that I was damaged because I wasn't like everyone else. Like, I couldn't, you know, process or do things in the same way or, you know, as quickly as other people. I wasn't as good as other people. And B, there was something inherently wrong with me and not with the system. And I think this is a little out of place in terms of your questions because I have them in front of me. But I think what the neurodiversity movement and the Include Project is teaching me is that I'm not fundamentally damaged or flawed. The system is. So it's taking the emphasis off of me and putting it where it really lies. And it's the system that I'm in that was making me feel like there was something wrong with me. We're all, you know, living beings that deserve love, respect, you know, so on and so forth. So, but to get back to the point is I want to see a change. Before I felt like, going back to my point, before I felt like I was the problem. So I was the one that needed to change and I was the one that needed to go away. Whereas now it's like, no, I wasn't the problem. It's the system. So how can we change the systems to make it more inclusive for everyone else? Because we all have unique abilities and talents that we bring to the table. And a lot of times they've been, you know, hidden under mire and clay because of society. And I feel like this project is washing that mire and clay off so people can really shine and, you know, show what they're good at.